Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The group pushing a recall effort to oust Governor Newsom apparently has a hefty debt at about $1 million. For more on this, we're joined live in the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, we've been all wondering about the motivation behind this second recall effort since the first one didn't go so well.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of policy, there's a bit of personality, and there's a whole lot of money involved in them. You know, it turns out that a lot of this politics is for profit, you know, on all sides. Everybody's making money off it. And according to the San Francisco Standard News site, the proponents of Rescue California, the people that are looking to recall Gavin Newsom and tried to recall him the last time, are still $1 million in debt from their last effort, which cost them about, which they raised and spent about $17 or $18 million. And starting a new recall effort means a new fundraising drive, and that could bring in the money to pay people that are still owed from the last one. And it's not just that side. The Gavin Newsom side, which spent $72 million, raised and spent that kind of money for the fight back the last recall, is saying we're not going to take this lying down, and they're gearing up their fundraising as well. Eric, this is, you know, a part of politics that has really become bigger and bigger in America. And it is where money is involved, everybody's making it, and they keep making it one way or the other.
This is sounding like Groundhog Day. I'm getting tired. This whole thing with the Rescue California group, nobody walked out of that last round with money, so why do they think it's going to happen this time?
Well, it's not necessarily you didn't walk out of it with money, but it kept your business going. I mean, these people are in business. It kept the business going. It maybe didn't make a big profit, but you kept the business going. What they hope to do is, one, draw attention to what they see as Newsom's shortcomings. And that's not the least of which, you know, the state's $73 million debt deficit. That's not a good thing. Utility bills are rising. There's a lot of angst and anger out there. The governor's popularity is dropping. He's the last Berkeley IGS poll found him at 49% approval rating. That's the lowest he's been for, as I can remember. So the gleam has gone off the rose. At the same time, Newsom is launching more and more ad campaigns nationally to draw attention to Republicans' opposition to choice. And he is out there grandstanding and campaigning for Joe Biden. And so this might be a way to check that, his actions there, and try to keep him tied to California. So like I said, there is, you know, policy involved, there's personalities involved, but there's money involved as well. Because these efforts, whether it's this or initiatives or a lot of the different things we see on balance these days, it costs money. It costs millions of dollars just to raise the and collect the $1.4 million signatures it needs to qualify. So there's going to be money made there. Then there's the advertising. Then there's the polling. Then there's the consultants. There's all these businesses now that are around making money. It's kind of like televangelism. Send us your money. Send us your money. We've got a threat here. We've got a threat there. So from the National Rifles Association to the Republicans, to the Democrats, to the Rescue Californians, you name it, people are out there, and you can get into a fight. And if you get into a good fight, you can make some money.
Oh, see, but it's what keeps us in business too, Phil. Thank you very much.
Amen.
That's Phil Mateer, KCBS Insider. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.